Commission will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. People are welcome to leave or welcome to stay. You don't upset us if you walk out on us, and we love having company, so whatever you decide. There's nothing on the consent agenda. For discussion, we have the MISO IRIS, and I don't know if there's a pronunciation
for RERA.
For RERA verification procedure.
Victor, before we start, to Commissioner Christman's point, that is a very impressive use of acronyms. Can you just, before we get started, define what all of those are so we all make sure we're at the same place?
I can. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, this part of my objective is to use as many acronyms as possible.
Well done.
So, mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy about that one. So, the entirety of those acronyms, so MISO, Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, Expedited Resource Addition Study, ERAS, and it requires the relevant Electric Retail Rate Authority, or RERA, verification. And that's what this agenda item is about. Earlier this week, I sent out to the three of you a memorandum where I kind of laid out what all of that means and what I'm looking for from the three of you. I also attached a proposed motion and a proposed procedure of how we would handle that. The long story of all of this really is, or the short, hopefully the shorter version of it, is essentially this expedited resource study process requires, in MISO, requires state retail rate, essentially state commission approval or verification before the company's project can enter that queue. We drafted a procedure for how we would handle those, wanting to stay away from either a commissioner or the commission issuing that, because that could be potentially considered a prejudging a future proceeding. Both when you think about citing a potential generator within the state or a certificate of public needs and necessity, and even an advanced prudence determination. So to stay away from all of that, we felt it best to keep that with staff to issue those verifications. And the procedure we've laid out, it has our general counsel at the lead in consultation with the Public Utilities Division. So that is the long and the short of what asking if you're willing to approve.
I am comfortable with that because I do think that otherwise we wind up with conflicts of interest and running around seeking outside people to come in and fill in for us on the final decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think as this process was being talked about, within MISO before it received FERC approval, one of the main concerns I would say from state commissions across the board was basically avoiding a prejudging situation. And so how do we handle that? And so I think this is a very good process. And this was a process that we made our own, but correct me if I'm wrong, Victor, it was a template that actually came from another state. So it's not like the process that we've developed here is, say, like a one-off or forging new ground. This would be, I think, pretty typical from what other states would also be doing. And essentially what it is just a procedure that we will turn into MISO so they have it on file, and also so that anybody who's interested in using this process, they just know how it will work at our commission.
That is exactly right. This, I started out, I believe it was Indiana, had already come out with what their process is going to be. And they also had their general counsel as the lead. And mm-hmm. when I initially started drafting it, I was like, oh, I'll change that to something else. Because my first thought was, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But as I went through the document, I'm like, no, I think that does actually play out pretty well. And I did this. I didn't do it in a vacuum. I did speak with Brian about this pretty extensively. And we were both comfortable with the procedure that was laid out.
No concerns. Okay.
Do we need a motion to do that?
That was in your package.
Yep.
Right. I can make it. If.
go ahead.
Okay. I move the commission approve and formally adopt the NDPSC MISO ERA's RERA verification procedure.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Be sure if it's on the front page that the headline, that the MISO, that it is just listed as the MISO ERA RERA case. See what kind of feedback you get from your readers.
I'm going to be honest. This was talked about at one of the first meetings that I was at, and I sent a message to another commissioner, and I said RERA, and they came back, and I said, okay. They defined it for me, and I said, okay, thank you. I think the solution is we need a longer acronym.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I want to add one item to discussion. In our consent calendar, we consolidated cases PU-25-220 and PU-25-221 for hearing. And
sure.
One of those, 220, is the siting.
Mm-hmm.
And 221 is the public convenience and necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking we should probably have only one person be a portfolio holder for the case as we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
We have assigned it.
So, yes and no. So, we consolidated them for purposes of hearing. Doesn't necessarily mean the cases themselves are consolidated. So, I don't disagree with your thought process. So, if one of you are comfortable, you know, just having it be one portfolio, that's fine. But we can, other than the hearing itself, still run them separately.
Do one of you want to take the lead in the hearing part of it?
I think you can.
Yeah,
since
we've already
decided
that.
Yeah, since it's the public
convenience.
It's already
been discussed.
I didn't realize it because
yep.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think the public convenience and necessity certificate is more of the issue here
right.
than just transferring already done.
Yes.
Right.
But yes, Victor, to your point, once we have the hearing and make a decision, there will be two different orders that can still remain on different
right.
portfolios. Yep. So from that, we should be okay. Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Very well, then. Then we can go to scheduling and the Basin Electric annual meeting. So this gets back to that whole thing that we talked about previously with the EERC meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're all invited. I've seen multiple commissioners at Basin Electric meetings in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I ever knew of that Attorney General's opinion. I'm quite confident that it's not Basin Electric's intent to make this a wide open. I know they allow the press and such in there and invite a lot of people from a lot of perspectives, but it's not just open to thousands of people that might want to come and gather and eat, drink, and demonstrate. And so, I don't know, unless you two completely disagree with me, I think we have to limit ourselves to one there.
Either one or stagger time. Similar to, I think, how you guys ultimately handled EERC, correct?
Well, I didn't really go to the EERC meeting,
actually.
Oh,
I see.
What about the social events, like the night before? Again, it's this, we're not conducting business.
I mean,
it's an educational information with no business being conducted.
And I mean, I'm not like answering like, oh, well, here's the fact. I guess if it's social, then it would seem to me we could. But if it's educational, we get education about our business, so we must be talking business there, and that's sort of what the AG in those times expressed just can't happen. Staggering, I don't know how any, there was nothing said about that. That might be one, like one person go to the social thing on, because they're two different days, right? Or
when you look at the agenda,
to the event the next night.
When you look at the agenda, you have the social, where I don't see why all three of us can't go. Then you have the business meeting, the annual meeting. If that's your concern that we're conducting business, and then you have the dinner that night. So are you saying, no matter what, it's your opinion that any of these events, only one person can go?
Well, it's just a weird situation, so I keep clarifying. My opinion always was it's their meeting, and we just notice it, and the whole issue, we've done what we could. But in reading that opinion, I'm really worried about it, and especially the annual meeting, I would be quite shocked if they don't talk about their transmission construction project and now the generation facility, and we still have an inspection team monitoring that, and I mean, that's our business. And so if someone complains, well, I'll tell you, until I get some kind of stronger directive from legal. I would like to go because, I think we all have in our work here connections with Basin Electric. Mine is SPP. But I'm not going to be at that if either of you are. And I know everybody wants to go. I will bow out just to start it out. If
you choose to both go, I think we need clarification. I really do, because this is going to prohibit us in a lot of different areas. I mean, we have a lot of things coming up where we're all invited, and it's been educational and informative. And if we're down, I would like clarification on it.
Technically not a lawyer, but I think the only way you're going to get clarification is if you ask for a new AG's opinion and see where that takes you. That's always a risk. But that would be a decision that one or more of you need to make. Attorney General's opinion can be asked for by the agency or by individual commissioners.
Yeah.
That is not necessarily true of the Ethics Commission. They will only take it from the agency.
Well, no matter what, if somebody decides to seek an Attorney General's opinion, we could find out that there's some things that, starting at that point, that we currently think we can do that we can no longer do. So, as Steve said, there's some risk in that. If someone seeks an Attorney General's opinion, you're not going to have it by next week. So, at this point, I will back down. I will not go. And you two can, scheduling is scheduling. You can work it out, or you can both go and test the waters. Very good chance no one will ever complain. So, anyway, I will not go. Anything else on that?
No, we can just talk scheduling offline.
Okay. The October 8th commission meeting. I presume this means to change it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a proposal?
I would do the 9th.
Are you going to go pack?
You?
No, we can't both go. Same issue as before.
Well, that's why I had to ask.
The 9th is open for me.
Sorry, I got carried away scrolling. I had to go along with that. And I don't think we have an informal scheduled on that.
I have.
On the 8th, I bet.
We have an informal slot, but there's nothing in it right now.
There's nothing. So we're not needing to work with anybody else.
No.
Yeah, the 9th will work for me.
Okay. And we can move the informal over too and have the 9th open.
Yep. That's fine for me.
Yep.
Sorry, but mine isn't going to go quite as smoothly as I alluded to earlier. So, August 27th, I can't do. It sounded, I understood that you guys, and by the way, from now until then, we have about a 3-week gap. And then after that is 2 week. So if we move it up a week, we have a 2 week first and then a 3 week. So we're not,
yeah,
we're not setting up a 4-week gap or something like that.
Perfect.
The 20th or 21st, it was my understanding, would likely be open for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is not open. Red River won't be available by then. And so and the 20th and 21st are both fine with me. So if we could move the meeting up till then, and then do you want the Red River stuff in September, or do you want to just do one thing at a time?
Let's do the commission meeting first and get that taken care of, and then we'll do Red River second.
Any preference for either of you? I appreciate the willingness to kind of keep both open, but I don't care between the 20th and 21st.
I prefer the 21st.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
And then we'll keep the normal time, right, at 10?
Okay.
Okay, then we need to find, I think we're talking an hour and a half, a normal, informal type slot, right?
Yep, and I have.
I've got them here.
Oh, okay.
Unless you've changed them.
No, I have not changed them since
yesterday. How would September 3rd or 4th work, but in the morning at 9 o'clock?
So I will say that they haven't changed the order of their preference. I do have, though, and they have a different first preference than the 3rd or the 4th.
Oh.
Okay, what's the first one?
So the first preference is September 12th at 1 p.m.
September, you said?
Yes.
September what?
September 12th.
That was kind of my last preference. did it make a big difference to them? I mean, I'll do it if that's the only one that works. But
it wasn't. It didn't seem. I mean, they gave me all of these dates as I can make all of these work, but their first choice was the 12th.
That's top choice. If you want to, that's open for me.
What time?
1 p.m.
We have our RSC education session, and those have been going longer and longer.
Mm.
Well, technically, it should be over, but we left not so much we, but the board left a lot of things to be determined
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday. And so sure. I'm a little concerned about being available. But frankly, on the 12th, maybe you, if you want to accommodate their first choice, you know, maybe you end up doing it without me.
Well, what's the second choice?
Second choice is September 25th at, they're open the whole day, but their preference would be 1 p.m. again.
On September 25th, I have an OMS meeting from 1 to 2, but could do it after that. I don't have anything else in the afternoon.
I think they would be agreed.
I have a health, too.
So we originally had that date held for the emerging threats updates, and none of the companies were able to use that date. So, but we still held it as an informal since it was already reserved in everyone's calendars. We thought, why waste the day when we already have it set aside? So, if you have that from 1 to 2, I think if we would start this at 2, that would be workable for them. He did say any time that day is workable, but I think he preferred not first thing in the morning because they have folks who have to get here from Eastern North Dakota. So.
Sure.
So you're talking 2 to
3:30, roughly.
Works for me.
In all likelihood, it wouldn't take the full hour and a half, but it's best to set it aside just in case. Yeah.
Does that work for you, Randy?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
It's either that or emerging threats, and it doesn't sound like emerging threats are coming to.
Okay. And that was 23rd, correct?
25th.
25th. Did we say 2, right?
2 to 3:30.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. If for some reason my meeting runs late, I will let somebody know and you can start without me. But typically those don't go longer than an hour.
And then I have two others. If nobody else has anything.
Okay. We have an interview pretty soon.
Okay.
So
these hopefully are quick. So the next one is Xcel's requirement to build the Eastern North Dakota generation. They just filed a supplemental filing the other day. That lays out a alternative plan, and I think I had discussed it at least briefly a while back with the three of you individually. So they are looking for their preferences September 24th.
Can we put them in the informal slot that day?
We definitely can.
That's open for me.
It should be open for all of us, yep.
Okay.
And what is this?
This is case 24-342.
Say that again, 24.
24-342. I forget the title of it off the top of my head, but it's their requirement to build generation in Eastern North Dakota. Okay. And then the last one, and we don't need to decide this today if we can't settle on something, public input sessions for the NSP. Rate case, we set the hearing date today. Public input sessions, the company's proposal is sometime at the earliest end, September 15th. And they're kind of open for the following 4 weeks. And just to kind of give you what through my mindset, typically we will do two of those, one usually over the lunch hour around noonish, and then another one at about 5 or 6 p.m. So that we allow folks an opportunity over a lunch break or evening, if that works better for them, to comment. And we would typically do those the same day. We have separated on it separate days in the past if we need to, but most common would be the same day.
It seems like doing it in September with a December hearing is a sure an awful long ways ahead. And I just think it would be better to push that back a little bit.
Into October.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, yeah, they were fine.
Less outdoor activities, maybe get a little better participation.
Mm-hmm. So they're fine. The dates they've given me is September 15th through October 16th. So if there's anything in that kind of mid-October.
What about, like, Tuesday, October 14th? I don't have anything on my calendar, so I don't know what that means, but.
How about Monday the 13th would work better?
Okay.
In that week of October
13th? What about Tuesday, October 7th, the week before? Thursday, October 9th?
Well, don't we just scheduled our
commission. Oh, we had our commission meeting. We could do the input session over lunch and then afterwards that evening if we want.
That would absolutely be workable.
I'm fine.
Okay.
What did you decide on?
Thursday, October 9th. Okay. Over lunch and in the afternoon, and then afterwards.
I'll look at the exact time that we've used historically, and I'll get a notice.
Noon and 5 or 5:30 is typical.
Yep. I don't remember the exact time that we use. Mm-hmm. Whatever we've used historically is what I'll prepare for the notice, and we'll have that on the next agenda to actually issue it. But if we can reserve it at any time, that would be easier. Nice. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Victor.
Are we adjourned?
Oh.
Bang.
Anything is adjourned.